ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಗೀತಾ ಪ್ರಬೋಧನಿ, ಕಾನ್ಸೈಸ್ ಕಾಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ಆನ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಬೈ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ರಾಮ್ ಸುಖದಾಸ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ಜಿ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 10 ವರ್ಸ್ 1-7. ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಯೋಗ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ರಿವಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 10 ವರ್ಸ್ 1. ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಉವಾಚ, ಭೂಯ ಏವ ಮಹಾಬಾಹೋ ಶೃಣು ಮೇ ಪರಮಂ ವಚಃ, ಯತ್ತೇಹಂ ಪ್ರೀಯಮಾಣಾಯ ವಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಹಿತ ಕಾಮ್ಯಯಃ. ಓ ಮೈಟಿ ಆರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ಲಿಸನ್ ಟು ಮೈ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ವನ್ಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್, ವಿಚ್ ಐ ಶಾಲ್ ಕನ್ವೇ ಟು ಯು ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಸೋ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾಲಿಸಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯುವರ್ ವೆಲ್ಫೇರ್. ಕಾಮೆಂಟ್: Arjuna is a devotee who has great love for the Lord. Therefore, the Lord once again narrates to him the supreme words about devotion. Chapter 10, verse 2. Nami vidhu suraganaha prabhavam namaharshayaha ahamadirhi devanam maharshinam cha sarvashaha. Neither the hosts of devata, gods, nor the rishis, great sages, know the secret of my origin. I am in every way the prime cause and source of all devatas and rishis indeed. Comment: God is not a subject of knowledge but is the subject of belief and experience. We can only believe in God since He cannot be known. Just like we accept and believe the parents to be ours, but we cannot know them since we did not see them at the time of birth. It is not possible to see them. And compared to mother, it is in every way impossible to know the father because at the time of birth our body was fully developed, but at the time of taking the birth from father, the body did not exist. God is father of the whole world. Pita hamasya jagato mata dhata pita mahah. Gita chapter 9 verse 17. Pitasi lokasya characharasya. Gita chapter 11 verse 43. Aham bija pradaha pita. Gita chapter 14 verse 4. Hence, to know God is impossible, we can only accept Him by belief. We cannot know God and we cannot exist without believing in Him. Just like we cannot exist without believing in our mother and father. If we believe that we exist as body, then we must believe the existence of our parents too. If there is effect, then there must be its cause also. In the same way, we cannot exist without believing in God. If we believe in our existence, easiness, then we must believe in the existence of God. Because without the cause, where the effect has come from? Without God, where did we ourselves come from? Our existence is the clear proof of God's existence. Just like if no one can deny that they exist, in the same way no one can say God is not there. In the same way no one can deny the existence or easiness of God. Chapter 10 verse 3. Yo mam ajamana dimcha vetti loka maheshwaram ಅಸಮೂಢಾಃ ಸಮರ್ಥೇಷು ಸರ್ವ ಪಾಪೈಃ ಪ್ರಮುಚ್ಯತೆ. ಹಿ ಹೂ ನೋಸ್ ಮೀ ಆರ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಫರ್ಮ್ಲಿ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಅ ಡೌಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಅನ್ಬೋರ್ನ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಅ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ಡಿಲ್ಯೂಡೆಡ್ ಅಮಂಗ್ ಮೆನ್ ದ ಮಾರ್ಟಲ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಲಿಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಸಿನ್ಸ್. ಕಾಮೆಂಟ್: The great sages cannot know the beginning of God, but they at least know Him as unborn and beginningless. being an amsha, a ray of consciousness of God, the jiva, the atma dwelling in the body, knows that it is also unborn and without a beginning. Therefore, as jiva knows God to be unborn and beginningless, in the same way, it considers itself too to be unborn and beginningless. The reason is that we can know the world when we are separated from it, because we are separate from the world. In the same way, we can know God only when we are not separated from God, because we are, in fact, one with God. By knowing oneself to be unborn and beginningless, one becomes undeluded. Then how can the sins remain in him? Because he is unborn and without a beginning first. The sins came afterwards. Chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. Buddhir jnanam asammohaha kshama satyam dhamma kshamaha sukham dukkham bho bhavaha bhayam cha bhayame vacha. Ahimsa samata tushti tapodanam yasho yashaha bhavanti bhava bhutanam matta eva pratak vidaha. Intellect, wisdom, non-delusion, forgiveness, truthfulness, self-restraint, that is control over the mind and senses, pleasure and pain, evolution and dissolution, fear and fearlessness, non-violence, equanimity, contentment, austerity, charity, fame and ill-fame, these 20 diverse traits of beings emanate from me alone. Comment. From the point of view of knowledge, all these traits emanate from Prakriti, nature. But from the standpoint of devotion, they spring from God only. If these feelings are regarded as belonging to the self being the para-prakriti, higher nature, of God, even then these are not separate from God. Therefore, the traits belong to God only. These always stay in God, but in the individual, they appear and disappear because of his attachment to para-prakriti, lower nature. Since they emanate from God, they are all manifestations of God only. As hand is only one, but in it there are different fingers, in the same way God is one, but the feelings emanating from him are diverse types. Chapter 10, verse 6. Maharshayak sapta purve chatvaro manavastataha madbhava manasa jataha yesham loka imha prajaha. The seven Maharishis, great seers, there are four elders, Sanaka and others, and the 14 Manus, all devoted to me, were born of my will, and all the creatures in the world have come forth from them. Comment. The seven great seers, the four Sanaka, etc., and 14 Manus, because of being born of Lord's mind, they are inseparable from God, meaning that they are one with him. Chapter 10, verse 7. Etam vibhutim yogancha mamayo vetti tatvataha. So vikalpena yogena yujyate natra samshayaha. He who knows in reality, in essence, or accepts with firm faith this divine glory and power of mine, gets established in me through unfaltering yoga of devotion. Of this there is no doubt. Comment. Whatever is seen in the world as unique and special, all of that is Lord's yoga, special influence and power. The speciality which evolves from that yoga is his vibhuti, manifestation or glory. when one realizes that this divine glory and power of God, meaning whatever special influence and power there is, that is of God's only, then he is endowed with unfaltering devotion to God. There is no other existence at all besides God. Firm and doubtless acceptance of this fact is to know God's vibhuti and yoga in essence. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.